But essentially, most of them were about A1 size. So the montages were, you know, they had to be quite accurate and quite tight to do with a scalpel. And it's weird, isn't it, that, you know, you learn this skill and hone it, and then it becomes redundant. Mind you, I think that the fact that I began life as a painter and studied painting and was very interested in composition means that, you know, all of the montages that I ever did, the composition was very, very important always. And scale, you see. When you're working on a big scale, you can play with scale as well. So, you know, the idea of the big money, you know, and the little tiny people, you know, all of that, how the light hits, you know, because if you have a sky, which is a kind of lowering sky as there was in that one, you know, you have to make sure that where the light is coming through the clouds is where it falls on the people and where it falls on the other objects, the money and so on, you know. So that has to be consistent throughout, which, you know, is it's a painterly problem in a sense, or a representational problem, you know, to make it look as if it's all part and parcel of the one thing. Yeah, so that consideration of where the light falls and the depth. And so you're thinking about aerial perspective as well. So as things get further away, they get fainter and so on. So all of those painterly problems are exactly the same when you're putting a photomontage together, if it's of that nature. Yeah.